U.S. President Donald Trump has reiterated his claim that he helped prevent an armed conflict between nuclear-armed neighbors Pakistan and India. Speaking during a press briefing alongside German Chancellor Friedrich Merz at the White House, Trump said, "I'm proud I stopped a war between two nuclear states. I told both sides, if you shoot, the trade stops." Trump added, "Pakistan has very strong leadership," signaling his confidence in the country's current administration. This is not the first time Trump has taken credit for easing tensions between the South Asian rivals. His assertions, however, have consistently sparked backlash from New Delhi. India's Ministry of External Affairs has regularly denied Trump's involvement in any ceasefire arrangement. Indian Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri told a parliamentary committee that the ceasefire was entirely bilateral and Trump played no role. "He did not seek our permission, he just put himself on stage." India-Pakistan ceasefire follows escalation, but fragile calm persists. A full and immediate ceasefire between Pakistan and India was announced on May 10 after days of heightened military exchanges that brought both nuclear-armed neighbors to the brink of war. U.S. President Donald Trump first made the announcement, and later confirmed by Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif, Deputy Prime Minister Ishaq Dar, Indian External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, and U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Tensions flared following an April 22 attack in Pahalgam, Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, EOJEC, which left 26 civilians dead. India blamed Pakistan-based elements without presenting any evidence, and Islamabad rejected the allegations. In response, India closed the Wagha border, revoked visas, and suspended the Indus Waters Treaty, moves Pakistan called an act of war. The conflict intensified with India's missile attacks and drone incursions as it launched its Operation Sindoor. Pakistan's military launched Operation Bunyana Marsoos in retaliation and announced it had downed 5 Indian jets, including Rafales, and intercepted 77 Israeli-made Harab drones. Following diplomatic intervention led by Washington, both sides agreed to halt military activity across land, air, and sea. However, hours after the truce, fresh skirmishes were reported along both sides of the line of control. Explosions were heard in Srinagar, and exchanges of fire were cited by officials on both sides, raising concerns over the ceasefire's durability. Pakistan's Foreign Office reiterated its commitment to the ceasefire while accusing India of violations.